All right, Commissioner Crisman, you still out there?
I'm still here, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, the room's kind of settled down a little bit, so we'll go back in our administrative portion of our regular scheduled meeting. It is approximately 11:25 on Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. Before I forget, I wanted to make sure I got in the official record. I will be submitting a dissent on the case number. Of course, I can't find it right now. Say it again, Esther. 13-803. Okay, we have a few items on consent. I would move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Discussion matters. Saturday Night Live subscription. Mike Diller.
That's what I kept reading that is.
I don't know what SNL stands for.
It's not Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, it's not Saturday Night Live.
Okay. You could please clarify what SNL is then.
You guys give me great latitude in doing my job, but you don't like me to spend money that I haven't budgeted for, so that's why it's in front of you. You know, it's normally $8,000 a year for subscriptions, but they like to have all of the commissions to be on board with their subscription service. About 36 states currently subscribe to SNL, and I doubt very many of them pay the $8,000 a month. So I've been talking to their representative off and on several times, and I sent around, I think, 14 different weekly, daily, monthly reports that you could look at. I quickly figured that there's about 3,000 pages worth of news a month that you would get with this subscription. Of course, none of us have that kind of time to, I mean, you could, But one of the nice things about the service is that it summarizes the big issues of the day. And so if you see something going on at FERC or in the gas industry, electric industry, you know, the generation market, you can click on that and go immediately to the article. I've read some of them, and I'm actually quite impressed with the journalism. They must have a huge staff, because the few articles that I've read, it's kind of like reading the Wall Street Journal. Just because AWEA says this doesn't necessarily mean that they report that. They do their own investigating and their own analysis. And so my pitch is that, you know, you have a very small staff with very broad responsibilities. It's nice to have something that you can go to without pilfering through the internet trying to find information on something. Now you have a source, you have reference material that you can get to quickly, and I think it's important to have that, especially with the small staff.
Do you have a final what it will actually cost?
Well, I think what I put in my email to you is I'd like to suggest to them we'll give them $2,000, and that covers from now clear to the end of the biennium, or end of June 2015. And then we'd look at maybe doing that as an annual cost, but I just quickly kind of thought about, you know, how much value would we get. Three commissioners should be interested in it, PUD, lawyers. I would think Jim upstairs, some of the reclamation people would be interested in the coal reports and generation market reports and things like that, coal daily. So to me, a couple hundred dollars a month, we probably would get that much value out of it.
Okay.
And if we don't, and if we find that we're not using it, then we should not do it next biennium. We should cut it off. But
well, just for my thought, I think we'd be fine this year, and we just see if it's worthwhile and
right.
Put it in the budget cycle. And I don't know if Randy or Julie have any thoughts on that. This year, I think we're okay for budget items.
Mike, is this news that's hard to get elsewhere, or what's the... What's different about this than all the other magazines and volumes of news that I feel like we already get.
Well, I think it's a very comprehensive. It's very comprehensive. It's not fluff articles. I call it some serious journalism involved in the articles, at least that I've read, and that's nice to see. It's nice to not, you know, to see somebody go in and we have said that all the states that have wind generation have lower electric prices. Well, they go in and do an analysis, and they go, okay, but Texas was part of the 20 states. Texas, by volume, is more than half of the total, and they generate electricity primarily by natural gas, and natural gas prices are low. So there's, you know, there's some analysis done besides just reporting, well, you know, the Association of Wind Energy said this. Okay, let's look at their numbers. What they didn't tell you was this. I think there's that's different than what you see generally out in the news arena. But the other thing I would add, Julie, to your question is all I've shown you are the subscription services. This also allows staff access to their databases. And so it's something that I do quite regularly. I take their FERC form ones and I look at account by account and see, you know, what costs are going up and why. When we subscribe to this service, we have access to the database so that we can have instant access to that. And if we want to compare Otter Tail MDU and XL Energy, we can without doing all the inputs and things ourselves. So it'll give us access to analytical tools as well as just news.
So if, like, you wanted to, on our last rate case with XL, go in and look at how other states, kind of CPs they use, you could do that kind of research and search?
CPs?
Like those, the jurisdictional allocation.
Oh, okay. I haven't used the service, so I haven't looked at the database to know just exactly how broad and wide it is, whether or not we'd have demand allocation factors for each utility. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
But you could do that kind of global searching for certain issues through their databases.
By company. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, to me, $2,500, it is a fair bit of money, but there's so much there that I think it's worth our exploring. I talked to Joshua. We didn't budget for it in PUD, but because we've had that weights and measures inspector off the road for many months, we do have some operating expense room, and so it's a good time to explore it and see if it isn't worth the money.
I would say I'd be in support of it after we fill the next vacancy and settle on a salaries for that. But I don't.
Well, it won't affect salary line item. This is.
You said weights and measures. Oh, the operating side of weights and measures.
Right. Yeah. He normally they drive that big truck all over the state and you know run up a bill of $10,000 a month or something.
Okay.
And truck costs and so. We're set pretty well in the operating expense
side of things. And you said 2,000, not 2,500, right? Your memo says 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000. Yep.
Okay. Well, it seems like a lot of money to spend on a publication, but if you think you'll use it and other folks do, and we have some time to explore it, I'd say we can try it and see.
Commissioner Crispin, are you following all that on discussion, basically?
I did with one exception. Mike said...
Oops.
Now we lose Randy.
I'm curious what the one exception
is. No, he just is out.
Do not launch until...
Did he dial in, Esther?
Randy, you back?
He dials in.
Okay. He'll hit the
screen.
Okay. Okay, so fair enough.
What's that?
We'll give him a minute or two.
Go back.
He probably doesn't even know that he's not being picked up because he's still talking. Okay. Let's do this. Let's just move to the next step, and we'll come back to that. The status of late-filed exhibits. Julie, you had some questions on for staff, I'm guessing, or for just general info?
Well, at the time, I just thought it would be nice to get for Julie to go through what's in so everybody knew kind of where we were. But you sent that out.
That email out, right?
Yesterday, so okay. I don't even know that we need to talk about it.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. And then Mr. Fawn and Stace, cellular tower meeting. Is this the Minot one? On Monday? tell me what you got there, what you have there.
And you guys should have a copy of the email that was sent with the invitation. And
they had the wrong date on it first.
Yes. It is not May 14th. It is April 14th.
Okay.
And what you have in the email there is the only thing that I got, and it just came through the info.
Can you refresh my memory again? What?
It came from the City of Minot Planning Commission is meeting with representatives from the local phone companies, SRT, Verizon, and AT&T, to discuss future expansion in the area. It stems from many recent applications for new cell towers in the City of Minot and concern for co-location.
Yep.
And then they're requesting your
what
attendance.
Time is it at?
2:00 in Minot.
Okay. Well,
on the 14th, which is that Monday?
It is.
And that's all that I know.
Okay. Well, Randy, you back yet?
I am.
Okay. Okay, let's step back and we'll come back to this. you had one concern about this subscription, and then we lost you.
Yeah, I heard when Mike said that he had talked to Josh about this, but then I couldn't hear what he said Josh said. Was it that we're okay on our funding availability for this type of thing?
Basically, what I heard was is that we have operations money in it this year because of some excesses that have been generated from our truck not being on the road. So for this year, we'd be okay, but long term, we'd have to put it into the budget if we decide
okay.
to do that.
Well said.
Okay. Other than that, I heard everything, and I'm fine with the expenditure.
Okay. So then, Mike, do what you do. Just give us a – if you want it to continue, then we need to put it in the budget next time around. Okay. All right. We were just talking, Randy, just the status of late-filed exhibits. Julie Prescott sent out an email on that, so we didn't go through that. And we were just talking about cell tower meeting. We've been invited to participate in a cell meeting in Minot on Monday the 14th at 2 p.m., kind of, I would say, a continuation of the Zap the Gap. I can make it up there, but if one of you two wanted to go up there, that's fine, too. So, Randy and Julie, thoughts?
I cannot go up there.
Okay. Randy, do you want to go to that meeting on Monday in Minot? I'm happy to go to it.
I believe I can make it. What work out in the coming days, who's going to go? But between, I can make it if that's the best alternative.
Okay. All right. Well,
we
then.
We do have a work session that morning, don't we?
We do. We have a work session that morning, but we could call in, or I could call in. So let's do this, Randy.
Looks like that work session is scheduled to end by 11 if this don't start till 2.
12, isn't it?
2:00.
Oh, 2. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
The meeting in Minot is at 2.
Okay.
How about this, Randy? If it's okay, I'll respond back to say that that I'll be up there, and if something changes and you want to go, that's fine, then you'll just be there. Just so we can respond to that. Stacey, that answered the mail?
Yes.
Do you want to come along?
I would accept that I'm going to be heading to Grand Forks for that business summit that we're doing the booth at. So.
Okay. Julie Prescott, do you want to come along? Let's you and I and Pat circle around to see if there's maybe some opportunity for us to just get some knowledge up there. Okay. All right.
Did you say you were going to RSVP?
I'll do that. I'll RSVP back.
Where is it? What's the location?
The City Council Chambers, okay. 515 2nd Avenue Southwest.
Yeah, let's put a notice on it just in case both of us or two of us decide to go, if that's okay. Okay, I don't have any other items for discussion on the agenda. Randy, do you have anything else you wanted to discuss today? Understand that we can add things for a general meeting, but we can't add for a special meeting.
I do not have anything else.
All right, Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, but I do have a scheduling.
Okay, let's drop to scheduling. Scheduling, I have nothing listed, but Commissioner Fedorchak would like to schedule something.
Since we have all the late filed exhibits on the Sandpiper project, we might as well get a work session scheduled on that and start working through things.
I'm sold. Okay. Well, let's see here. How quick would you like to do it, Julie? Yeah, we're pretty busy. Tomorrow we're hearing, Friday shot, Monday telephone.
Next week is...
Commissioners, if I may, one other party that would need to be included would be Brian Schmidt, actually, for his schedule. But if you want to give a range of dates, perhaps we can work with Brian on that.
Okay. Julie, why don't you, I mean...
Yeah.
April 18th is wide open for me for some reason. I know it's Easter, Good Friday, but I think it's
Good Friday. We're closed.
Are we closed?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's wide open.
Hmm. Well, fair enough.
I'm looking at the 25th of April as my first possible time.
I could do things first thing in the morning, but then the afternoon is busy.
What time would you have to be done? Because I'm tied up until 10.
I'd have to be done by noon.
Okay. So that would be a possibility. Who's writing? Julie, want to write down April 25th?
I'm booked up from 10 to noon. No, I'm teasing.
All right. So let's try that as a first
date. April
25th at 10.
10 to noon would be a possibility.
Yep, absolutely. And then?
The morning of the 28th.
Sure, we've got that railroad in the afternoon, but the morning is wide open. Randy, the morning of April 28th?
It does work for me, yes.
Okay.
And then the early afternoon on the 29th?
Sure. Like?
Or before 11. Like 1 or 9 on the 29th?
Let's do 9. Get it done with in case our new meeting goes long, you and I are at.
Yep.
Randy, 9 o'clock on the 29th. Is that another alternative date for you?
Yep.
Okay.
The 30th. Any time before 2:30.
Now I'm open, wide open that day. Is that
and
another holiday?
That's the national walk at lunch day, so I want to walk at lunch.
Okay. How about that? That's 4 days. So, yeah. Julie Prescott, you got the 25th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th.
Morning of the 30th.
Morning of the 30th.
30th work for you, Randy?
It does, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? If I have to miss the walk, I'll be okay with it.
All right. Commissioner Christman, anything else from your end?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Nope.
All right, we'll go ahead and close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you all.